If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh.
Why is it hard?
It's rock hard.
You, I can't. Oh my God.
It just dropped.
That just hit the back of my throat.
Ew.
In such a way.
Ew, it tastes like toxic waste.
Were the freaks? Yeah, okay, chunky puree girl. Calling us the freaks. Right.
Do not CPG me. I'm not a chunky puree girl. I do not accept. I'm gonna get a name tag that says Morgan does not identify as a CPG.
And I'm gonna make a sticker that says chunky puree girl and put your face behind it on my Canva Pro account. So, next one.
I also have a Canva Pro account. You don't even want to know what I'm gonna do to you. Good evening. Actually, what time is it? We are coming to you live, 1:49. I feel like I'm a newscaster set up like
reporting
this with a
desk.
Reporting
to you live.
Wow, I really want a desk to film.
Oh.
Imagine we have desks. Well, anyway, long story short, we are joined here 1:49 a.m. on a Saturday with a very special guest, my cousin, Kalia. And she is not used to being exploited for internet things, but she's here for the swig taste test because the rest of our family ditched us.
Yes, it's true.
They went to see my uncle and we thought we'd have more fun with swig.
We said, we're stealing Kalia, go have fun.
Yeah, and Kalia is a Utah expert. Well, you were born and raised here, huh?
Yep.
She's been here her whole dang life. So she has done a swig or two. And she also told me, because us non-Utahers, we are only familiar with the swig, but apparently there's another one called, what is it called? Fizz?
Fizz.
And what happens at Fizz?
It's just so good.
The people are so nice. The people what are nice. Well, we, because we are out-of-staters, we're non-townies. We fell into the hype. And as you can see, our curiosity has gotten the best of us yet again, and we thought we would do a very special episode of This Dear Podcast as a full swig review.
And just to show you how serious we are, do you want to pull that cup into frame really quick?
Oh, hell yeah.
We have merch. So for you guys thinking at home, oh, they're not about that swig life, we are. We bought the merch, and we're taking it home with us.
Oh, we're so about the swig life.
We're about the swig life.
Not only did we go through the drive-thru 5 times at this point, we got all of us a cup. Everyone gets a swig cup.
I'm so excited. And of course, Morgan and I's are matching, of course.
And I tried to do, because they have such a variation of things, I didn't know that Mountain Dew was such a big thing here. Mountain Dew, there was a lot of Mountain Dew options, a lot of Pepsi options, and also a lot that have a water base, which is odd to me.
Which I can't even fathom. Like, this one looks water based, huh?
I guess it's like Water Talk. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah.
Where people put their shit in the water. I think it's supposed to be like Water Talk. But some of them are blended, some of them have fruit, some of them have bobas, there's cookies, there's pretzels.
Where I'm so excited.
Oh, we should, okay. Yep. I think I'll keep track. I think we should rate them.
I agree.
On a scale, we'll rate each one 1 to 10 each, and then we can do a grand finale, like worst to best. Kalia, do the honors. You can pick first. Mm-hmm. Anyone you want.
The pink ones are cute.
Speak from your heart.
This one, guys.
That one is really cute.
Ooh, okay.
What's the name on the side?
Super sweet, I think.
This is the Summer Sunset, no frozen, dragon fruit blended with sparkling water. So this is a water-based girl.
Ooh.
I think we'll just rip these. Oh, and I think it's supposed to be... I don't know if it's supposed to be blended or not. Undecided.
Oh, the smell wafting from that. It smells like a Victoria's Secret perfume. Oh, that's delish. Ooh,
that you can't smell the water. Can you get us each a straw, please?
Yes, I can. Do we want a color? Ooh, we each get a color.
Ooh, are you a germaphobe, Clea?
No.
Okay, good.
Not anymore, guys.
Hey, take your pick.
Pink.
You got it, girlfriend.
Ooh. Sorry, Brooke. Sorry, Brock.
Okay.
Let's give it a little stir. Ooh. I think it's supposed to be a blended one. I'm going to try to reblend. Okay. Oh, do we all do ASMR. A sip at the same time
that's
or what?
That's really romantic.
I don't know if we can all... You're going to have to get real close. Oh, I love that. Oh, it's really refreshing. It's not carbonated at all. It tastes like a Starbucks refresher, but you know how they taste a little not sweet enough? This is a sweet version of a Starbucks refresher. Oh, it's so damn good. Oh, I could drink this whole damn thing. I didn't know if I was going to like the water one. It's sparkling water.
Ooh. It's delish.
That is so good.
Yeah, I've never... Have you ever tried the Water Talk thing? I know Shane was into it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You were on to Water Talk.
I wasn't into it, but I've tried his concoctions, and I don't usually like them because it just tastes like syrupy water. That tastes delicious.
It's delish.
So... Summer Sunset, I give it a 10. Actually, I don't want to rank. Ugh, I always do this. I always start really high and then I'm like, I could get better than that. I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's like you could drink the whole thing without feeling sick.
It tastes like cotton candy, kind of.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I would give it like a 7.
Okay. Okay.
How about you, Kalia?
I think 7 too.
It's like good, but I wouldn't like crave it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right.
Like we had before, we tasted the, what was it, the Texas Tab.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Dr. Pepper one, and that, unfortunately, I will be craving for the rest of my life. It's so good.
We are Dr. Pepper's full name, because I learned you can't use that acronym on this here podcast after I got dogged. Kalia, Dr. Pepper full government. You can't.
Never abbreviate.
You can't abbreviate her. Never. Don't ask why. You just can't.
Don't ask why. Just say
yes. Oh, God. This is going to be a nightmare. Oh, do you guys see that?
Yep. It does the math for you.
Oh.
If you guys don't know, in the notes
app. What the hell?
If you put a math equation into the notes app, if you put 2 + 2 = it does the math automatically for you.
I was about to say, this is going to be a nightmare because I don't know what the hell.
Don't worry.
Okay. Well, Summer Sunset gets a 23 out of 30. I'll Ooh. Pick next. Don't you worry. This blue is really calling to me.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Wow.
This is the Sour Patch Kids Blue Raspberry Freezy.
And if I remember correctly, we did the ultra sour version.
Hell yeah, we did. It is gummy extreme sour. That's all it tells you. I don't think there's a base. I don't know what the base is. I don't know what the flavor is. Oh, we're all gonna need our straws again. Ooh, this one is blended a lot better. It's kind of like an icy.
This one reminded me of like the Starbucks like dragon fruit. Like
The refresher.
It's like a refresher, but better for some reason. Okay, I feel bad that I'm in the middle and you guys have to lean in.
It's okay.
Lean in, ladies.
That just, oh my God.
It just dropped.
That just hit the back of my
throat
in such a way.
Emma. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Do you love?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It's like, did you guys ever have sour spray that you spray in your mouth? It tastes just like that.
What if that's what just they did?
See, I want to know the person that's going into the drive-thru every day being like, gotta get my drink. And that's the drink.
The drink in question, sour spray to the mouth. Ew, it tastes like toxic waste.
Ugh. Oh my.
Ew, I hate it so much.
For the lady.
Oh, for my straw. Do you like it, Kalia?
Oh,
it's good.
I just sprayed blue goo everywhere.
Hers? I saw Brooke. Can we get a replay? She got a chunk of it that shot back into her throat.
Did you hear it? Yeah.
Yeah. loved that back to that sucker.
I'm trying to work on being less melodramatic over everything. Unfortunately, the way that thing hit the back of my throat, I couldn't contain my shock and horror.
What is this called? Sour Patch Kids?
Ugh. Out of five.
No, I didn't. No me gusta.
Sour Patch. I give it a one. One for existing, I guess.
I'll give it a one as a one also.
Kalia?
Maybe like a three.
Ooh. Do you like sour?
Yeah, it's kind of good, but it's definitely something you want small of.
Like a tiny one.
It's like, whoa.
Well, the thing at Swig is the 44 is what the people are getting. I cannot imagine somebody drinking 44 ounces of that toxic chemical.
Imagine being like, oh, it's been a long Friday, like gonna give myself a little treat, and that's the treat. Although, I think if you put that into like a popsicle mold and pop that thing in the freezer, that would be delish.
Maybe the format's just wrong. I feel like my tongue's blue just from that.
Blue tongue check.
Also, just so you all know, I got these shirts at Bucky's.
Oh yeah, we haven't told them what they say.
It is one of my favorite things.
It says,
you've just buttered your last biscuit, because I specifically love to say about the people at my hometown McDonald's that I drive to every day to get a Diet Dr. Pepper, that I butter their biscuits because they always give me special things. And by the special thing in question is that they always get my drink great.
That's really nice. And they give you hot fries when you ask.
They do.
They always give you the fresh batch. No, I got a very mysterious text when Morgan was halfway down through their, was it an 8-hour road trip?
8 hours. We made it 12.
And she goes, don't worry, I got two. And it was a picture of these. And it was on my top bunk waiting for me when I arrived. And I couldn't wait to wear it.
I know. Kelly, I should have gotten you one. Ew, girl. You keep getting gypped.
On the way home, she'll get you one.
I'll mail you one.
Yes. She's wearing one under the hoodie, I swear. Yes.
All right, Bricky Cookie, it's your turn.
Thank God. I'm picking one of these ones.
Ooh,
I'm thinking...
She's going dark liquor.
I am. Dark liquor. I'm thinking her.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Cherry Bomb.
Oh, la la. Sounds sensual.
Ooh, it sounds a little violent. Gotta be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, don't say that at the airport. I learned that.
You know, to this day, this was like 2015, and I went to the airport and there was a Bombas ad in the bins for TSA security. Literally, bin of TSA security, Bombas in full letters, being like, best socks ever. And I was like, that is either brilliant marketing or very unfortunate marketing, and I cannot choose.
Oh, Bombas.
Yes.
You know I love those suckers. Use code Morgan.
I know that's right.
20.
But that was the first time I'd ever heard of them. I was like, what are they advertising at the airport? Anyways.
Should we do our romance? Yeah, I want the blue shit off of my straw.
I know. I need like a cleanse.
Okay.
Oh. She's blue. She's getting blue dye all over the place. Everywhere.
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
If I was about 5 years younger, I probably would have liked the blue one. I've matured in my
taste. Our taste buds are matured. Okay, ready, everybody?
Ooh. Yeah. That's
loving
good.
Loving that. Loving that.
That is, I think, what Swig is supposed to be.
Loving
like
that.
Classic soda with a little pop. Because this one, loving. The Cherry Bomb is Pepsi, vanilla, and cherry, if I remember correctly. And it is damn good.
Sign me up.
I could drink that whole thing.
Yeah, that is an 8 out of 10 for me.
Ooh. Okay. I am a Dr. Pepper over a Pepsier, but I honestly can't even taste that that's Pepsi. I would think that it was probably a Coke.
It tastes, because I'm pretty sure the under flavor in Dr. Pepper is cherry.
Oh, really? Is that why it's a little sweeter?
I think so. So with the cherry in it, like the flavoring, it's kind of like a Dr. Pepper. Mm.
I always picture
that could be a lot.
Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Mr. Pibb, like perfumes. And they all have their notes underneath them. And you kind of just have to know, like, which note do you like? It's all similar. It's all in the same realm. It's all perfume. But which note do you like the best? That's what you got to know.
Can I tell you my hottest take ever? Mr. Pibb mentioned. Favorite soda ever is a Mr. Pibb.
You do. Every time, because everyone knows that I love to go to the movie theater, and Brooke always be getting a Mr. Pibb, and it is damn good.
Oh, this is Mr. Pibb's supremacy over everything else. I will choose it over a Dr. Pepper. I might choose it over water itself. I love Mr. If I could be made up of half Mr. Pibb, I would choose that.
You're Mrs. Pibb.
I'm Mrs. Pibb. I remember the first time my dad's like, I love Mr. Pibb. I thought he was disgusting. I go, who?
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
It's like Mountain Dew. It's kind of like gives you a little shiver at first. Next and then time, once you have it in your mouth, you're cool with it.
Next time you go to an AMC theater, that's pretty much the only place that sells it these days, get yourself a Mr. Pibb and get on that. Love him.
What's your favorite, Kalia?
Diet Dr. Pepper. I like diet stuff.
Me too. I do too. I think you either like the taste of aspartame or you don't, because I would prefer not if they were the same caloric value, I would still choose the diet one.
I used to not be able to tolerate it. Like when we first started filming this podcast, I had to do the full sugar Dr. Pepper. But I started drinking Diet Coke when my husband started drinking Diet Coke, and I've developed a taste for it, but full on Mr. Pibb for me.
The aspartame is damn good. But we know I also love artificial food. Anything you can stick in a freezer and make it in the microwave, that's my jam.
Anything that started out as some sort of goo is for us. Yeah. Better not, if it wasn't goo form at some point, don't want it.
My brother told me that his 2-year-olds eat better than me. Because I was telling him, they were like, what do you eat for lunch when you're home alone? I'm like, oh, I have dino nuggets sometimes when I'm like needing some protein, or I have Uncrustables, or I have mac and cheese boxes. And he's like, this is pathetic, Morgan. Pathetic. Or my all-time favorite meal, side note, Taco Bell, 2 bean burritos, $4 total, and you're good for like 6 hours. It's my shit. And it's only, I love the Taco Bell beans. I know they're made from a bag. I know everyone's going to tell me that they're disgusting and like made out of water and dust. I love them.
Her saying it's my shit while talking about Taco Bell was also a choice.
I'm gangster as hell. Her brother, who I adore and have crafted a relationship over decades.
Decades, he's 18.
Morgan isn't gangster enough.
He said, I don't think Morgan can handle my gangster life. And Morgan's been hurt about it ever since.
I have been. I've been trying to get my gangster up.
Every day I have to say,
Morgan, clearly I'm doing well.
I go, every day I'm like, Morgan, that was pretty gangster of you. You're doing great. She's like, thank you. Thank you so much.
What does he mean, Kalia? Like,
I don't know.
She's just not hardcore.
I'm not hardcore. I'm too soft.
You're Weenie Hot Junior.
I am a Weenie Hot Junior.
Super Weenie Hot Junior. Oh, no. Well, Kalia, it's your turn.
Back
girl.
To you.
What's it's down the line.
It's weird, guys.
Okay. I don't know if door dashing it was the move, because they are getting a little suspicious. And I kind of want to get a description on some of these.
I also, when we tasted this for the first time, it was on Vicky's vlog, Morgan's mom's vlog. And she got the peach flavor. And
in the Dr. Pepper.
And the camera was on and the lights were bright. And Morgan's like, oh, let me taste. And taste the peach one. And Vicky goes, okay, your turn, Brooke. And I don't know what overcame me. I couldn't bring myself to taste it. I was like, I'm okay. Like, no, thank you. And Vicky's like, okay. Okay, Brooke, no worries. Camera's off. this lady gets out of the vehicle and dumps the peach one into a bush because she goes, that was nasty.
It was disgusting. I took a big gulp of that sucker because I love Dr. Pepper and I thought I would automatically like it. Got a giant bomb of peach puree, a chunk in the back of my throat. I don't think fruit belongs with... Light fruits don't belong with dark soda. Ooh. Dark soda could go with a dark fruit, like a cherry or a raspberry. But light fruits only belong in Sprite or Mountain Dew.
It's like a spectrum.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I don't like peach on a good day, but the thought of like goopy peach hitting the back of my throat, I was like, I just gotten off a plane and I was like, you know what? I'm okay saying no to this. All this okay. In this current moment, I'm okay saying no.
Do they have Swig at the airport or Fizz or any of it?
They better.
I think they might.
Big day for me.
You gotta get on that.
Big day for
me. All right, let's try Kalia's choice. And they are looking a little, I don't think this yummy. Is how they're intended to look, but we have been letting it sit for a while. This is the Dragon Dew, which is Mountain Dew, lemonade, dragon fruit, raspberry puree, and vanilla.
I do love dragon, Mountain Dew, so I'm excited about this.
I've never been a doer.
Never a doer?
I was always a Sprite person.
I love it.
There's a spectrum. Mm-hmm. All right, who's ready? Lean in, ladies. Our romantic date. Oh. It's good.
Loving her.
That one? It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Loving her.
It's like an Arnold Palmer with a fizz. Ooh. You know what I mean?
I'm loving her and everything about her. I might go for another.
Oh, you can keep her if you want. Take her home and take her for a spin.
Delish. I might bring her home to my mother. She's really doing it for me.
I didn't think I would like the lemonade in the soda, but it kind of dilutes it in a way that's really nice.
Oh, she's a 9 for me.
Dragon Dew. Oh, we're giving ratings.
Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
I'm going to give it... I like it. I'm going to give it a 7.
Oh! Kalia, what's your vote?
I think, like, maybe an 8.
Okay.
I love okay. her.
If only the presentation, you know, like...
Oh, like, eyes eat first. I get that.
Yeah, it looks a little chunky and a little like someone... baby barfed on it just a little.
And you know what's crazy is when I first looked at that's what I thought in my head.
Baby barf.
Like, I'm not gonna say baby barf. I'm not gonna do it.
You airdropped it to my head.
I did. We shared that. We shared okay. the thought.
If we could have like one feature as humans that's like controversial.
Oh.
And like robotic a little. Okay. I wish we could airdrop thoughts or like files or emails into someone's brain.
Like telepathy.
Mm-hmm. Telepathy, but to people, because I think I have telepathy with my brother, but I wish I could do it to people, just like I wish I could airdrop Kalia something, like, or
oh,
when we're in a weird situation, like, when I was like, Brooke, I want to take the trash out, I wish I could have been like, airdrop, Brooke, let's take the trash out.
I don't know what mine would be. I love the idea of teleportation. Like, if I could, like, insert a chip into me where I could think of the location I want to go to and teleport there, that's what I want.
What would you do?
Probably read people's minds.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I and don't want to know.
Only when I want to, though, because, like, if I'm walking past somebody and, like, their thoughts pop into my head, I wouldn't like that. I would feel a little...
Yeah, you'd probably get real dark and depressing.
Yeah, that would hurt my feelings real quick.
If you've never learned anything about me on this podcast, I don't want to know.
None of my business.
That would hurt my feelings really fast and really bad. I just know it. And I'd rather live in... Ignorance is bliss for me.
I have to know everything at all times, unfortunately.
You would want
to
read people's minds?
I'd rather know.
Oh. I would not.
I'm not scared of the truth.
I am.
Although it would put me on the floor for about... 15 years probably, but it's worth it to me.
Well, what if someone was just having a bad day or like a bad moment, and in the moment they were like, Brooke is a raging bitch in their head, but that was the thought that you read, but it wasn't really how they feel, it was just in the moment they were having a bad day, but then that's how you always it would fuck me up.
I would appreciate being checked, like that's what like I would like if I got that feedback back, I'd like take an inventory and be like, all right, was that being a bitch? Yeah, I probably was. Like, okay, time to pivot. Like, that's just like kind of
Okay, so you're using it for educational purposes.
Yeah, like that's what I use the hate comments for. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like I was being annoying. Like kind of adjust the personality a little bit.
Lately though.
No, I've been adjusting, you guys. Really trying.
Okay, I'm gonna pick. Ooh, I know. You know what? They did jip us because I know this sucker's supposed to have a shark in it.
We drank that one, right?
This was the cherry bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have sharks right there. Mm.
I know, that's why I brought the shark. Because you can pay for extra sharks, but they didn't even give me the one damn shark that I deserved. This is really up into my interest. This one is called Shark Attack. And I did get blue. I love candy blue sharks. Haven't even opened them yet. We had a candy haul at Bucky's too. They have everything.
Gummy sharks. Did you know Morgan's niche interest is sharks?
Really? Mm-hmm.
She watches every shark movie that ever hits the market is what she watches. Like, I'll be like, hey, Morgan, did you hear about this new movie? She goes, watched it. Watched it already. Everyone dies.
You know what's funny, though, is... Okay. Whoa.
Run that. Skylar, I'm going to need a run. I'm going to need a replay.
That was an out-of-body experience. That's like a sound that I meant to make in my head.
That was gangster, Morgan.
That was gangster as hell, Kaden. You better be watching. You're not even watching the podcast. Your dang sister's on. What kind of brother are you?
Kaden, you better be in here.
Oh my god, I think the sugar is getting to us. I'm not interested that much in like actual facts about shark, but I do love shark movies. It's comforting. Just like the Titanic is comforting to me, and that probably says a lot about my psyche.
I asked her, I was like, what movie would you want to see in 5D? Like the 5D movie theaters where like, the room shakes and there's like water in her face. She goes, Jaws. And meant it.
Jaws.
Or The Meg 1 and 2. I was like, oh.
Oh my god, or Dance Moms. Hell yeah.
Dance Moms in 5D?
I want to feel Abby Lee Miller jumping on the floor and Kelly Highland screaming into my ears.
Oh my god. Or you want to feel that finger being...
Get your finger out of my
face. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Case, and you got...
And you want to feel the finger wind in your face?
I do.
I got like an ad... And it was Abby Lee Miller going on tour. And you could go, like, drink wine and hear Abby Lee Miller do I don't even know what. And I text Morgan. I go, did you know about this? She goes, I already looked. It's not in my city.
I was like, Morgan! I don't condone Abby Lee Miller's behavior.
However.
Do I think she's freaking hilarious? Sorry, Galia. Yes. Unfortunately, they don't make reality TV like that anymore.
Ugh.
So, the shark attack is Sprite, lemonade, blue raspberry, and a gummy shark, which we got chipped on, but thank God I brought my own.
Thank God. You gotta let the sharks marinate. Huh?
And I know I'm gonna love this because I love Sprite.
Okay.
Shark attack. You know what? It was good. I'm waiting for it to be great in the name of Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, what she said.
You can't bait me with a shark drink and not make it perfect.
Can I have a gummy shark to see what they would taste like?
Oh, do you want it out of the drink?
Oh, a marinated one?
I'm going to have a marinated
one. It
would
be so good.
You got to dig it out yourself.
I got to go fishing?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's like a little game.
I will say, though, Bucky's gummy candy is way too hard. The gummy worms... too hard. The gummy sharks, too hard.
Khalil,
they're supposed to be softer.
Would you like to fish out your shark?
Yes.
They're supposed to be way softer than they are.
Oh.
Like, I'm not vibing with this one.
I don't.
But the normal ones are so good. They're supposed to be really soft. Don't let this ruin your perception, Brooke. I'm going to get you a real gummy shark. From Sprouts, they're the best.
Yeah. Yum.
I'm gonna give that a 6.
I don't wanna yuck her yum, so I'm gonna keep my thoughts to myself.
No, these ones are bad.
No, I will say, I do really like bad. That they have like a little face on them. They've got
They're very detailed.
They are very detailed.
I'm sure that Bucky's can't do the gummy candy recipes that are right. They have to like change it a little. Yeah. So it's just not like I love trolley gummy worms. We'll sit down and eat a whole bag. The Bucky's ones I was like barf emoji.
Yeah. I've heard that the thing from Bucky's to get from my husband who's from Texas is the nuts, the roasted nuts.
And they come hot.
Yeah, and they're like hot in a bag, I guess.
What do you guys rate the shark attack?
Oh,
it's not good.
It's a 3 from me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a 2, honestly, actually.
Ooh. Kalia?
Maybe like a 4.
Yeah, it just was nothing to write home about.
Yeah, if it had more sugar, like from me sitting in there, like you said, it'd probably be good.
They're usually good, you guys.
They are.
Get them from Sprouts.
The texture of that was like, it was a little slimy for me.
It's especially from sitting in the drink. Yeah, it tastes like a little goofy.
Barf. It was really slimy.
Your turn, Brookie.
Yippee. Yeah, Karma is already calling me Brookie, and I'm living for it.
I'm thinking her.
In Kalia's honor.
Ooh.
To match her straw.
What is this one? If you think I'm scrolling on my phone, I'm not ignoring you. I'm looking up what the drinks are.
Red Fang.
Red Fang. Ooh.
For my vampire girls in the chat.
Oh, I want to go to the Twilight House so bad.
This is a sensitive topic for Morgan and I because we've tried to book it. And by we, I mean her. Have tried to book it about, I don't know, 4 times. And every time it's like, sorry, like, see you in 2045. Like, not available.
They have the worst system of all time. Let me tell you. They have 4 booking dates a year. Once every season that you can book for that season of the next year. I marked it in my calendar for months. Had an alarm set. I thought I was going to be the first and only person on this website. I book a room for a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Not even the best room. Book a room for a Tuesday and Wednesday because I'm like, I got to get my chances high. I like did my research. They go really fast. By the time I got to the checkout, within 30 seconds, it was like, sorry, they're all sold out.
It's really sensitive. It's a sensitive topic because we want to go so bad. If anyone knows how we can get our butts into the Twilight House, please let me know.
If you know someone that knows someone, let me know. I will...
If you could connect us with the Cullens, that would be really great. We would also accept Jacob Black's family, but like that's really...
I was a Jacob girl, and I know that's controversial. At first, when he started imprinting on the baby, which we've already talked about, that's when he lost me.
I was both. I was both.
Have you watched those, Clea?
I've watched a little bit of it, but it's been since forever.
You've never watched Twilight?
She's a youngin', Brooke. Tell the people what year you were born.
That's like our parents being like, have you watched Grease?
I was born
Grease and Twilight are not the same.
2009, that's not that.
She's a 2009.
You know what Shell's telling me? She was in there saying, she was like, oh, that's almost 20 years ago. And I was like, that was 14 years ago.
Clea, you are a youngin'. You're a baby. You're a 2000er.
Unfortunately, though, you will be needing to watch Twilight.
Yes.
That's your homework, girl.
So bad.
You should read the books.
The movies are just as good.
I have them. I could send them to you. Okay. Red Fang for all the Fang girls. Blended lemonade, dragon fruit, mango puree, and vanilla cream.
Oh.
You know how I feel about a puree. All right.
Brooke's gonna barf.
I'm feeling a little sensitive about this. Oh my gosh, one time Morgan and I tried Fruity Pebbles ice cream and
sick.
It hit, like, you had to kind of like suck it out of a straw or something like that. It was like a shake.
It was a Dairy Queen shake with Fruity Pebbles.
Yuck.
And it hit the back of your throat and you had to chew soggy bread.
Soggy cereal.
Soggy cereal rice bread situation. And it was traumatizing, to say the least. And every time I think of a puree, I think of that.
I think it'll... There's no chunks in it.
Thank God.
I'm feeling it. It's smooth.
Okay.
Who's ready to fang it out?
Oh my... Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's scary. I went to reach for my straw, and this fly the size of Pluto was sitting on the end of my straw.
Oh my God, that's scary. I don't know why that freaked me out.
You can have this new one because I found mine.
It's okay, I have one.
Wow.
You guys should know, upon arrival, because our Airbnb, which is actually the most pleasant Airbnb I've ever been to,
lovely.
There's a pickleball court out back. And there is a container, like a plastic box full of like a basketball and pickleball things, paddles. And me and my mom open it and there's a black widow staring us in the eyes, crown up so you can see the red diamonds. And my mom has been paranoid. My mom hates spiders all night last night because we had my cousin's birthday party here. Oh, they're all going to get eaten by the spider.
The spider's going to attack.
Oh my gosh. And all these kids' parents get being like, it's okay, Vicky. Like, if they don't approach the spider, it's just going to stay there. And she's like, no.
She was acting like it was an apex predator. like that it was going to go hunt the children. She's like, the spider's on the loose. And everyone's like, Vicky,
it's
like,
contained.
It's just going to mind its business. Vicky's like, no, like, it's a predator.
It's
like,
searching for the other children.
Freaking out.
It specifically wants two-year-old children blood.
Literally. And Morgan goes, Mom, you need to go take a lap. You're stressing everybody out. Mom, you need to take a lap. You're stressing everybody out. She's like, okay, Morgan.
Her anxiety was contagious and I was catching it. And I was like, girl, take a lap.
Okay,
ready?
Time to bang it out.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm. That's for me. This is the best one so far for me.
I do like that one.
I love it a lot. I don't even know what a dragon fruit is. Oh, it's a little thing with spots. So good.
I forgot what a dragon fruit was.
I forgot what a dragon fruit was.
Oh, have you ever seen yellow ones?
No.
Are
yes.
Nasty?
Yes, I have. And they're special.
Ooh.
I heard they're like so much better.
Really?
I've never had one, but I've seen it in the movies.
We're also on the hunt for a yellow dragon fruit. Twilight House, yellow dragon fruit. Let us know.
Magusta? That's a 10 for me.
Ooh.
I love it so much. I would drink that whole thing. I would be in a coma after, but I would drink the whole thing.
I think it's like a 7, yeah. It's probably... Yeah.
Are you a sweet or a salty girl?
I like sweet, but I like salty more than anything.
I'm a salty
like
girl.
Like pickles and vinegar.
You know what my favorite is? Olives. I love like olives or...
Oh, that's Caden's worst enemy, but I love them.
Enemy?
Yes. Public enemy number one, olives? That's crazy. That's not very gangster of him. Gangster up, eat some olives. Ooh, I like salty at dinner. I don't ever... reach for like a salty snack though. I'm sweets only. I like that cookie. I could down that whole thing.
My favorite treat is like a garlic stuffed olive. Like I like will seek them out because I love them. Do you like them too?
Garlic pickles. Oh, pickled garlic.
What do you rate it, Cleo?
Like a 7.
And you did 7 too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good, honestly. Whatever, you guys are wrong, but it's fine.
It's fine.
It's only the best thing I've ever had in my mouth since like I popped onto this planet out of my mom's cooter.
She goes, so you hate me?
Okay.
So you hate me. Right.
Who wants... Oh, Brooke, it's your turn.
Ah. I'm going for another dark one. This
oh,
one.
Okay. Yippee. What is it called?
Butterbeer.
Oh, hot take. I am not a butterbeer. I like it, but every time, I've been to Universal a few times in my life with my brother, and at the Harry Potter place, land, vicinity, zip code, you can get butterbeer, and I like it, but I can't have more than like 2 sips of it without feeling like I'm in a yak.
Butter barf.
Yeah, it's root beer, butterscotch, vanilla, cream.
I am gonna love this. I'm really excited.
Are you a butterbeer?
I don't know, but anything butterscotch, I'm here for. Do you like butterscotch? Oh.
They remind me of grandma.
Yes. I was going to say grandma always had the butterscotch in her purse.
Yeah.
So. I started carrying those, so I don't know what that says about me.
That you're going to be grandma's new favorite girl.
That's my dream. Okay, everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. Bad. It's also watered down.
Oh, I like root beer. The taste of the vanilla is weird.
Let root beer shine on its own or with some ice cream. If we pop some vanilla ice cream in that sucker, maybe it would be good.
Or if we blended it up.
I didn't like it. It's a 2 for me.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite either. I guess 2.
I don't think that butterbeer should have... Is butterbeer supposed to be carbonated?
I think it's a little, this one's a little watered down. Like maybe if it, and I also do believe that if this one was blended, it would be gas. That is my.
Yeah. A blended butterbeer. That's a good concept. Cleo, what's your thoughts?
I think that is like, it's good, but definitely watered down. And I think like if it had more vanilla and it was blended, it would be good.
You know what I mean? Like it's like almost there.
Yeah. It could have, it should have been left in the samples and like, let's rework it a little.
Mm-hmm.
2 for me. What do you guys give it?
1.
Oh,
1. And Brooke, you were a 2?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's a bad day to be a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah. Muggles. Muggles, don't rise up in the chat. Actually, the Muggles are... Anyways, sorry.
Have you seen Harry Potter?
Yes, I have watched all of that. That's... And I've read like 2 of the books, I think.
I haven't read any. Sorry, you guys. I'm going to need a cart break. So for my salty girls,
yeah,
who wants a damn pretzel? Garlic Parmesan pretzel bites. For the garlic, as soon as you started talking about garlic olives, I was like, oh, we have a garlic snack.
That's amazing. Oh my god, my trash.
They smell good.
Anyone want a pretzel?
Yeah.
We need a little carb.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Break. Oh, you got a double.
You're lucky. It's like a wishbone.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Why is it hard?
It's rock hard.
You can't...
I literally am chewing crumbs.
You can't either. Wait, I'm scared. Why is it... They're rocks.
And it's like croutons.
Uh-oh.
I think we got expired ones.
Morgan, you do not have to go spit it out, girl. Don't even subject yourself to it.
Dude, this could be used as a weapon.
It's literally rock hard.
They feel and taste like I couldn't even chew it. It was just crumbling rocks in my mouth. It was like eating pebbles from the playground. Ugh.
Yummy. Oh.
Okay, so that's a 0. Oh, these are soft. Hell yeah. Look at that. It's soft and chewy. Oh. That's damn good.
Want to dip it in that?
Mm-hmm. You know what? They need to cut out the savory shit and only do sweets because their cookies are rockin.com.
Wow.
Oh, we still have 5 left. Yippee. Yay Giddy. For us.
Yeehaw.
Whose turn is it to pick?
Cool Cats. I think I picked last. I think it's your turn, Kalia.
This one looks weird, interesting.
Okay. Ooh, Brooke's gonna love it. It has fruit chunks in it.
That's fruit.
Mango breeze.
There's cubes of something. You guys, no, that's like diabolical. What the hell is that?
It's chunky.
What the hell is that? It's chunky liquid. Why is it like that?
It's water, another water-based. Sugar-free coconut, sugar-free vanilla, mango puree, and frozen mango.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a slime.
Ew!
You like, know what I mean? Yeah, like the slimes with like things
the
in
foam
them.
In it. I think this one is supposed to be good for you because it's like sugar-free everything and water. I don't even know if our straws are big enough to get the chunks, so I think you'll be safe.
Here's hoping.
Ready, water talkers?
I don't dare to try and get a chunk in my mouth.
Ooh. It's too sweet. I like it. I think I got a gulp of syrup, though. I want to stab us.
Maybe they don't, like, mix them all the way.
See if you can get one in the straw. I was trying. It's too big.
Oh,
okay. I stabbed one.
Like a fork.
I mean, it's unnecessary. If you're going to put something in a drink, make it one of the bobas that pops.
She said it's unnecessary.
I like the bobas at the frozen yogurt place specifically that... I love those. I could eat those all day. This is too much syrup and the chunks are unnecessary. I give Mango Breeze a 3.
That's an ultimate 1 for me.
Oh,
like, if I can rate that 0.
You can. No one's going to stop you.
Fine, 0. I did not like that. I don't like artificial fruit to begin with, but artificial mango might be my least favorite. The chunks threw me off and no me gusta.
What's your rating, Kalia? Yes.
I kind of like it. I think it's like a 7.
What?
I don't know.
Have it. Take it.
It reminds me of like summer, like 2016, you know, when they would put like those glass bottles and they'd put like the fruit inside and just take pictures of it.
Oh my God.
That's
yes.
What it reminds me of.
Yes, the
like
fruit
Tumblr
water.
Girls.
Or even like a Starbucks refresher kind of vibe.
Oh my God, sorry for yucking your yum, Kalia. I should have let you go first. I was like,
zero.
Zero. The nastiest thing I've ever tried in my life. Kalia's like,
okay,
that was not personal, Kalia.
Brooke, do I want to do you back?
God,
back
like that? Damn!
With strawberry chunks?
And those chunks look small enough to get in the straw, too.
Let's
That's
see.
A threat.
What is strawberry breeze? This is another water-based, sugar-free coconut, sugar-free vanilla, strawberry puree, and strawberry chunks. Chunks,
Yippee.
chunks.
Is chunk on the menu? Is chunk spelled out in black and white on the menu? Be honest with me right now.
You know what? Since you're a fan of sweet... I don't want to tell you the answer to that.
Oh, how? Chunky, chunk girls.
Okay, strawberry breezers. I think I'm going to like this one more than the mango.
Welcome to Chunk Talk.
Hate it. Bad.
I think that's better than the mango.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're wrong. The mango's way better. But you know what? The blended, I think you have to get it blended up because the first fruit water one that we had was really good.
I don't hate that.
Have it.
Oh, well, I don't
have it.
Oh. She goes, well, you're wrong, but.
It's,
No, I didn't get a chunk. If I got a chunk,
water. Strawberry breeze. I'm going the same rating. I'll give it a 2. It's a 2 for me. Did you get a chunk?
I don't want to answer that. Kalia, I'd watch that happen.
I get what they're trying to do. It's supposed to be healthy. If it was Sprite, I think it would be good. Or maybe even sparkling water, which is an option.
If it was strawberry boba, I would have liked it more.
Mm-hmm. Bring the boba. Get rid of the fruit chunks and put the exploding bobas. I want to feel it pop.
Cancel chunk talk. Don't like it. Okay, is it my turn to pick?
What do you rate strawberry breeze?
Oh, 5.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't hate it.
Kalia?
3.
We're on the same page with
that. I didn't hate it, but if I got a chunk in my mouth, all bets are off, another 0.
We're down to our final three. You go, girl.
I'm palate cleansing with her.
Yeah, that looks like a safe... That might be the safest option of all of the...
Guess what it's called?
Nuclear power plant vibrant neon. Ooh, what?
Birthday girl!
Oh, I picked that one because it was called a cute name.
Your brother needs to come try it. He's a birthday girl.
Radioactive pink one. Oh my
gosh. They are honestly, radioactive. Deeply,
that's made in a lab. That's what made the Powerpuff Girls, actually. That, scientifically speaking, was made, and that's sugar, spice, and everything nice right there.
Sugar, spice, everything
birthday
nice.
Girl. This is blackberry Dr. Pepper with raspberry, mango puree, and coconut cream. So the color might do you dirty, Brooke, because...
No!
There's a chocolate! That's yours!
No, it's not mine! It's this! That's yours! Leave me alone! Here.
Oh, I got it out. I got the chunk.
She said, that's yours, freak.
Suck the chunk.
That's yours, chunk girl. All right. Leave me alone.
At least this one has the nugget ice. Ready? It's horrible. Actually, on second thought, I kind of like it. Yeah, it takes a second. It's really alarming.
Very.
It's alarming.
Very alarming.
Are like, all of our tongues blue? It doesn't taste right, but I'm not going to say that it's wrong. It's unexpected. It's something different. It's something bold. It's
They really went for it. They tried. They girl boss tried.
People watching, like, I don't get it, but I'm entertained by it.
Yeah. What you said.
I'll give it a 6.
Are you crazy? Are you gaslighting me in this moment? Are you trying, girl?
You know
she's
what's
literally
funny?
Trying to make me feel crazy.
Our
right
first go around through the drive-thru, I was debating if I should get this one for my actual 44-ounce drink because I was intrigued.
And do you wish you would?
No. I don't think I could drink a full 44-ouncer, but I don't despise it like I do some of the others.
Oh.
Or we've had so much that I'm starting to get delirious in the head. We're gonna be, listen. Brooke is gonna be on a plane in 3 hours from now, like yakking in the
I'm
barf
gonna
bag.
Be in Dreamlight Valley, like, oh my god.
She's gonna
I'm gonna be running around.
And
like,
Clea's gonna be on the couch, and everyone's gonna be like, what did Morgan and Brooke do to her? Yeah, they left her here unsupervised, and they said, are you sure you guys are capable of babysitting?
Grandma,
she's 16.
Grandma kept going, is she gonna be okay?
I'm okay.
Is she gonna be okay? We're like, Grandma, we got this. We're 28. Like, we got this.
You think we're gonna roast her like a rotisserie chicken outside or something? Like, sacrifice.
And Michelle kept going, she's where she wants to be, Grandma. Like, she wants to hang out with the girls. Grandma's really concerned. We're okay.
Oh, great.
Is it time to sugar spice everything
well,
nice?
Well, you didn't rate Birthday Girl. It's your favorite.
One.
Are part. You sure you don't need a second slurp to just really get it the taste profile
It's
down?
Her party and she's going to cry. I'm actually pissed at this birthday party. Come on.
No. Just open your heart.
I know exactly what that effing tastes like. That tastes like a watered down, you don't know what this is, Kalia. What is the black cherry White Claw, if it was watered down and had been sitting out for a while, and you get the aftertaste of the black cherry White Claw, that's what that tastes like.
It does taste like a black cherry White Claw.
But like a watered down version, like not like that's carbonated enough.
And one that you put in a red Solo cup that had already had other drinks in it.
Yes! Yes! That's exactly what it tastes like. Oh, and she's over here 6. Favorite one of the day.
My favorite is the Red Fang. Thank you.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Very much. Can you tell I'm having a sugar rush? I need to relax.
He is a hater.
All right.
Scrooge.
Kalia, what Fun do you,
police. What's your rating on 10?
Kalia's like, I'm ready to go home.
I think like the zero.
Zero? Zero?
The black berry in that is just diabolical. It's crazy.
It really does be your own people. I want to hear what you guys rate me next. Because I don't understand you freaks at all.
We're the freaks? Yeah, okay, chunky puree girl. Calling us the freaks.
Right.
Do not CPG me. I'm not a chunky puree girl. I do not accept.
I'm going to get a name tag that says Morgan does not identify as a CPG.
And I'm going to make a sticker that says Chunky Puree Girl and put your face behind it on my Canva Pro account. So, next one.
I also have a Canva Pro account. You don't even want to know what I'm going to do to you.
I accept those terms. Next episode, we're going to come at each other. With our Canva Pro account.
I'm putting a Weenie Hut Junior hat on you. And I'm going to put me in the background pointing to you. Saying, freak loser.
I'm going to put puree chunks all around you. Like
I'll swim in it, bitch.
With your gummy sharks. Kalia, can you put an end to this? Can you please pick between the toxic sludge 1 and 2? Thank you. In it.
Okay, guys, that one looks interesting.
Dragonata.
Dragonata? Is that what it is?
Well, since you have your degree, and you know every fucking thing.
I actually did get my degree in
it
toxic
is called
sludge.
Dragonata, and it is blended Sprite, pineapple, dragon fruit, pineapple puree, and frozen something that is too long to read.
Since you have your degree, I know. Yeah?
Not all of us can finish school, and it shows.
Get you a new straw.
You know, this one looks like a smoothie.
Are you kidding me? Okay.
Get in here, CPG. Ooh, I love it. Ooh, I love it so much. Ooh, I want to get in a bathtub and slather it all around me. I love it so much.
Honestly? Yeah.
Speak your mind, girl. This is a safe space.
Dragonata is gonna give me my wings to fly.
Oh my god. You actually like that?
Yes! Do you not?
It's good. I feel like it tastes like sunscreen, you know, like when you get out of the pool.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The Kula. Like the Kula blue one. The Kula blue sunscreen. Yes.
I like
it. It's not bad. It's like summertime.
I do like that one. I will say that's like a 7 for me. I do like it, but it does taste like sunscreen, and I know what you mean.
It kind of tastes like a piña colada.
Yes.
Oh,
like yeah, you're at the pool.
It does. I give it an 8. I give it an 8 too.
Really?
Yeah, I did like that one.
Yeah, it tastes like nice pool day reading.
That tastes like a smoothie that had been sitting out for a while, and it gets kind of slushy. Mm-hmm. Is this like kind of a slushy texture?
Would you rate it?
Probably like a 7.
It's good.
Yeah.
It does taste like summer. It's like pineapple summer.
That's not.
Chunky puree girl strikes again. She's striking again. Wow.
Ooh, well, since I have so many options, I might as well go for the beach babe.
Think about it.
Let's find out what the beach babe is. They have so many dang things on their menu. It's hard to find. This is Mountain Dew raspberry, peach, and vanilla cream, and something tells me it's gonna be delicious radioactive fluid.
I love Mountain Dew.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
Just wait until you're jiggling around at 30,000 feet. Then you're gonna feel bad for calling me a CPG. That's when karma's gonna hit.
I'm gonna be CPG.
You lost 10 karma coins for that, okay?
I'm gonna be CPGing all over the place.
My tummy hurts. I'm gonna stalk your flight crew and get into contact with the flight attendant and be like, let me know how soon she barfs, and then call her CPG to her face.
You better get a video of her barfing, I swear to God. Hey, leave my barf off the internet. I barf in peace. Yesterday, we were filming Vicky's vlog. We were at a farm, and she goes, oh, time to exploit all of our emotions. And she gets a video of her mom mocking her friend. I went, Morgan, we're recording a nice moment.
Monetize everything.
Monetize every emotion.
That's my catchphrase.
I wish you saw the pig yesterday, Cleo. You would have loved it.
It was in the house.
That was crazy.
Wow. That's actually pretty good. Like, if I got this, I wouldn't hate it, but I wouldn't go back for it.
You know those sour octopuses? That's what
that tastes like. It does taste like a sour gummy worm or an octopus.
That's weird.
Beach, babe. Oh, I thought we could end with a bang, and now... I give it a 5. It's like fine. Mm-hmm. It's middle of the tier for me, if you will. You guys, anything?
That's a two. That's a 2. Mm-hmm.
2 and a 5.
I don't like that. I don't like the color of it. I don't like the froth on the top. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Which flavor is that?
Beach babe.
But what's like the fruit?
Raspberry peach.
Yes,
and
it's peach. I don't like peach.
Okay, so ooh, let me tell you guys, the stats are in.
Okay.
I'm only gonna tell you our top drinks and our bottom drink.
You're like a news reporter right now.
Yes.
The report is in.
Good evening, Salt Lake City.
Ooh, coming to you live.
It's coming back.
It's fighting back. Ugh. The chunks are fighting back, you guys.
Oh my God. Lord help me through this
Lord
moment.
Lord have mercy on our stomachs.
We had 2 drinks come in at the top ranking spot with a total of 24 points between a 3 collective board certified voters.
Yep.
The Dragon Dew and the Red Fang, which are both Mountain Dew based.
That says something. I love Mountain Dew. I really do.
The Mountain Dew ones really are good. And I do remember the Red Fang specifically being my favorite. Don't remember anything about the Dragon Dew.
I remember the Red Fang being also my favorite.
The Red Fang was pretty damn good, and it was the perfect consistency. I think the blended drinks might be the way to go if you're doing a water base.
I think you are correct.
And then we have 2 coming in at the very bottom. The Butter Beer with a grand total of 5 points, and the Sour Patch Explosive Diarrhea Drink.
The Sour Patch drink
with another 5 points
needs to be reassessed. Swig, I know you're here with us. We need to go back to the drawing board with that one.
And whoever came up with that, because there's 3 more flavors, Brooke. There's not only blue raspberry Sour Patch Kid, there's red cherry Sour Patch Kid and watermelon.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a drink you would make as a kid if you took, you know, like those sour warthead candies.
Yes.
Yeah. It tastes like if you put a bunch of those in water and like diluted it to make a concoction and then been like, I made a drink, and then drank the goop from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The sour spray, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah. It tastes like some, or like a drink that you would like make when you like have a fountain drink and you put all the drinks like in one cup. That's kind of what it tastes like.
I would have loved to have known what our heart rates were when we started and what our heart rates are right now, because I can feel myself like zooming around this room without even
moving. I already know I'm gonna watch this footage back and be like, put a muzzle on her. Because I already know my sugar rush has hit me like a bus.
No, I feel like I'm levitating around this room while I'm sitting in the chair, and these damn cookies are so effing good. We didn't get to this. These taste like my mom's sugar cookies that she made for us as a kid, and we tried them on my mom's vlog. So Crumble could never.
Oh, they are so good.
Crumble, their pink sugar, is a wannabe penny dupe of this. It's so good.
That is And for Camelash. Oh, my other worst thing was the pretzel bites. That was genuinely terrible. That was terrible. Insane. I think we got like 4-day-old pretzel bites that they found in the back stock.
No, they said the press. Someone ordered the pretzel bites.
Oh, we'll go corporate. They're like, shit.
What do we do?
Shit. Like, go dig some rocks from outside
and paint them real quick.
Garlic salt on them. So do anything you can.
They go, no one's ever ordered these.
Ooh, and those are so soft and good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These kind of taste like Play-Doh.
In a good way or a bad way?
Like, taste this. Like the consistency of Play-Doh. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Not that I ate Play-Doh as a kid.
Oh, I totally did. And the purple one was the saltiest.
It's not my fault that they made a Play-Doh kitchen.
Oh my god. And did you have the one that could make them spaghetti?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
So why wouldn't you want to eat your creation? you have the Play-Doh kitchen and the Easy Bake Oven right next to each other. It's not my fault that I wanted to do it all.
Did you have Play-Doh?
Yeah, grandma's all your old stuff.
Oh, and then grandma did have Play-Doh for us, and she had an Easy Bake Oven. I remember that.
Yeah. Did you ever use that?
No. I only had all the dolls that Morgan had cut the hair off of. And they
oh, yeah. Can you walk us through that?
Okay. So, my cousin, Katie and Danielle and I, we loved to hang out at my grandma's house because we were all, like, similar-ish age. And grandma had all of these Barbies for us, and we decided it would be so hilarious because I got a camera, my first ever camera that could do video. I was like, let's make a YouTube video when I was like 8 years old. And I wanted to call it Haunted Barbie Movie, and I wanted to have their hair tied up and put them on the ceiling fans and have them, like, we got grandma's dental floss and we unrolled that whole thing and I tied their hair up with it and I tied it on the fans. And we're trying to have, like, a private filming production.
A of our private home. Filming? You rented the space?
She rented the space out. In my grandma's mobile home. And we were in her main bedroom, like, and the Barbies were flying around the fan, and we were, like, popping them up into the frame to be, like, scary for the viewer, you know? And my grandma walks into us, camera on her dresser, Barbies flying around the room, and we're all hiding with the Barbies, and she goes, oh my heavens, these kids are out of control. And then we publish our video to youtube.com, and I have gone searching for it high and low. It's called Haunted Barbie Movie. If anyone can find it, please enlighten me, because I know it's there. Unless my mom went out of her way to, like, remove it somehow, it's gotta be there somewhere.
But we're in the car yesterday. Or no, 2 days ago, and Kalia's in the car with us, and I don't know where, she goes, Morgan, did you cut all the hair off the Barbies at Grandma's? And they never discussed it before, and Morgan goes, yeah, I did, how did you know that? And he goes, I was just always curious why they were all bald. And we're like, I don't know why they were all bald, like, what it, okay, that was you? Got it.
Yeah.
It was a moment. Yeah.
She didn't get new Barbies, she got our sloppy seconds that we drew nipple. My mom got Morgan! So mad at us. My mom got so flipping pissed because me and Katie drew nipples on our Barbies.
Morgan!
You're like, they're not anatomically correct. I think I gave one pubes too.
Yeah, they were definitely some weird Barbies.
They were weird Barbies.
And we played hair salon with them. We were like, this girl should have a bob chop.
Poor Kalia. You got the hand-me-downs.
You got our sloppy seconds. Oh,
that's so crazy. Funny.
If anyone can find Haunted Barbie Movie from my grandma's mobile home, let me know. Oh my. I have gone searching.
Oh my heavens, can't these kids it. Are out of control. Comment that down below.
Oh my heavens,
these kids are out of control.
Well, this ends our Utah spectacular, everybody. Oh. Thanks, Kalia, for being our third ever guest.
Yay!
And we'll see you all in a different location. We don't know where yet.
We never do. It's a surprise to you, surprise to me, Andrew, and Kalia.
And for you too.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Don't forget to not order the drinks that suck.
Write that down.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.